If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
This is Your Health Matters with Dr. Ram Nair. Dr. Ram digs deep into all things to keep you healthy. And now, the man who wears a caution sign on his back, which reads, High Energy Human Molecules Inside. Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
Welcome to another edition of Your Health Matters. I am Dr. Ram Nair, your host. This program is sponsored by Dr. Ram LLC, a consultant company for assisting and providing guidance in submitting grant proposals for funding your favorite projects. Especially the company is specialized in the grants for the STEM, that is science, technology, engineering and math areas. Although we could help with any type of grants for nonprofit or community organizations and educational institutions. Please go to our website drnayar.com. or email at info@drnayar.com. For those of you who are tuning in on a regular basis, a big thank you. It is for listeners like you that this program is on the air. This program is educational, informational, and motivational in the sense the knowledge you gain from listening to this program will hopefully give you the knowledge base to lead a healthy and therefore a happy lifestyle. Those of you who listen to my program knows that it covers topics related to your health and wellness from an angle of diseases and disease prevention. You have also heard on this program topics of holistic approach to your health and wellness. Chiropractic medicine is under the umbrella of complementary or alternative medicine, otherwise abbreviated as CAM. Today, on board here as my guest is Dr. Natalie Tran, who is a board-certified chiropractic physician. She had her undergraduate degree at the University of Central Florida here in Orlando and had her doctorate for chiropractic from Palmer College of Chiropractic Medicine in Port Orange, Florida. She has her own clinic in Ormond Beach, Florida, which she might talk about that at a later point in time. And the focus of our discussion is on non-surgical treatment for musculoskeletal injuries that are often associated with sports or other activities, or primarily anything that affects the muscles or the skeleton of our body. She's a mother of two, and she's here with me. And welcome, Dr. Tran.
Hi there. Thank you for having me.
Okay. Let me put it this way to you. Maybe you may want to start the way you want to. Maybe explain first as a good beginning about chiropractic itself.
Sure. Absolutely. I'm excited to be here. I'll talk to you about chiropractic and what it can do for you and also what you can do for yourself at home to help with your various musculoskeletal issues. So as a chiropractor, I am the owner over at Ormond Beach Chiropractic Clinic. I treat musculoskeletal conditions, as I mentioned earlier. So things such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, sciatica are what I focus on there. So chiropractors such as myself, like you mentioned, we're non-surgical spine specialists. So we use conservative treatments, chiropractic adjustments, muscle therapies, things such as that to alleviate pain in lieu of using prescription drugs or surgery. Now, there's certainly times when those kind of treatments are necessary, I work hand-in-hand with medical professionals when that's necessary, but often these conditions can resolve with conservative treatments and changes to lifestyle factors at home.
That is the one of the interesting things that you already said that, and I like that very much, because I think some of the things that people should know is generally when you have a pain, you know, you and I know that when people have pain, the first instinct is to take an analgesic or a pain
sure.
and it's, you know, in certain ways it may be okay, but then the problem is in many cases it becomes a lingering pain, and then they start taking these medicines over and over again,
right.
and it becomes an addictive nature.
Sure.
So this is where I think the chiropractic practice could be the best alternative sometimes mm-hmm. to avoid these medications
yes.
and treat that. And is that correct?
It's certainly a good start and something that patients can consider in most cases. So at my office, we treat using very gentle but effective adjustments. In lieu of some heavy, forceful adjustments, I personally use a lot of speed and mild force to kind of get the joints moving, alleviate irritation on the nerves, get the muscles, you know, functioning the way that they should. So, you know, it's certainly a little bit of an easier approach for patients, you know, certainly before considering something like surgery.
Can you explain what you mean by forceful versus the milder approach to the
sure.
treatment?
Sure. And different patients respond to different type of treatments. Some patients like a very forceful adjustment where they feel the popping in the joints. Not popping, but it's sort of a movement of the gases between the joints that makes an audible pop. And oftentimes that does happen in my office. But I really strive to be as effective as I can with as less force as I can. So I try and make it a very comfortable experience for patients and kind of increase the forces I need to for their healing process.
This is primarily this mm-hmm. Particular force aspect mm-hmm. you are mentioning mostly about spine adjustments or the bone or the ligaments and the joints?
Exactly. Well, I mostly focus on mobilizing joints. So I primarily focus on the spine and keeping spinal joints, the vertebrae in the spine, in the proper alignment, moving as they should, and doing that kind of alleviates any nerve irritation that would be exiting out of the spine and innervating those nerves and the muscles kind of surrounding the spine.
So when a patient comes to you, obviously, just like any other medical profession, the first thing, of course, you had to ask is the patient's history of where it occurred, what their habits are,
absolutely.
And things like that. And then you take an X-ray of that, and then you study the X-ray, and then you determine the treatment modality?
Well, an X-ray is appropriate if, say, a patient's been in a severe accident, or
yes.
they've had a major fall, or if they've got some new symptoms that just don't jive right. Say they've got a new pain that's worse at night and keeping them up at night, and we're worried about some serious pathology in there, then an X-ray would be appropriate. But if someone just comes in and they're having general aches and pains, oftentimes we can take a thorough exam and physical, you know, just talk about their history of their illness, and we can get started that day with some mild treatments without necessarily needing an X-ray in all circumstances.
So if somebody has for example, an athletic event,
sure.
You know, and then had a problem with the joints
uh-huh.
Or even a muscle pain,
sure.
which often happens. You don't need an X-ray for that, really.
Not necessarily. Okay. Now, if they've had a real jarring fall, they're having very severe pain, you know, we would evaluate each patient on a case-by-case basis to see whether or not an X-ray would be appropriate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And what else do you do about the things that you wanted to mention?
Well, what I wanted to talk about today is that, you know, yes, chiropractic adjustments are really effective for a lot of spine issues, neck pain, back pain, but if patients don't take some steps at home to change some of their daily habits, then those problems are going to keep coming back. So oftentimes patients present with pain that are caused by injuries. It's very obvious why they're having these pains. But even more often, patients present with pain and dysfunction that has kind of a nonspecific etiology. They have no idea what caused their pain. And in talking with them, I usually, you know, it usually becomes very clear to me what is causing those pains. So I'd like to discuss four major lifestyle factors that commonly lead to problems that I see. So poor sleep, poor food habits, sedentary lifestyle, and poor habits with technology usage. So I want to discuss how those issues can be avoided, and you know what changes can be made to current habits.
Okay, take one by one, and let us do the first one and see what we have.
Yeah. The first thing I want to talk about is sleep. So loss of sleep, poor sleep positions, just improper sleep can lead to pain. And it can become a vicious cycle. It can be that you're in pain, so you're not getting the sleep. And then, you know, the actual loss of sleep can increase your pain as well. So patients often ask me, you know, what is the best sleeping position when I'm in pain? So it varies by person, but generally supine or lateral positions are optimal. So let's talk about that a little more. Lying on your back, to put it simply, is the best position for sleep. So if you want to bump that up even a notch, then you put a pillow underneath your knees when you're lying on your back. A lot of patients come in and they like to lie on their side, and that's fine as well. But to support that, you're going to want to put a pillow in between your knees. Those of you listening that are just adamant stomach sleepers, I'm sorry, but you're going to have to change your habits. This has led to so much neck and upper back pain in a lot of my patients. Just picture you're keeping at your neck at an altered position for, you know, hours and hours on end, and that's just causing a lot of nerve irritation, a lot of muscle irritation. So really advising patients to avoid stomach sleeping alone has seen big results in my office.
Let me ask you a very interesting question. The pillow, pillow on which your head is resting.
Yes.
I mean, do you advise a pillow which is, should the head be a little higher or should it be just flat, almost, not too much, you know, high or too low? What is the right position? Because I always used to debate myself about that.
So you want a pillow that's supportive, but that is comfortable. I like a latex foam pillow.
Oh, is that right?
So, and aside from sleep position, be sure to get enough sleep. There's a lot of evidence showing that you need at least 8 hours of sleep to avoid...
let us hold on that thought and we'll come back, and after these messages... You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram Nair.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, Your Health Matters. Looking for a grant and don't know how to get one? Call 844-9-GRANTS. Dr. Ram, LLC. The proud sponsor of this program. Two-year colleges, four-year colleges and universities. If you're looking for a consultant to help you in submitting a grant for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, Dr. Ram LLC can help you from the beginning to the submission. If you're a nonprofit or for-profit organization, contact Dr. Ram LLC for your needs to raise funds through grants. If you need a program evaluator, Dr. Ram Nair is available. Dr. Ram Nair has over 36 years of experience in grants. Just go to our website and contact us now at www.drnair.com. That's www.drnair.com. Or email us at info@drnair.com. Call us toll free at 1-844-9-GRANTS. 1-844-947-2687.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
For a free Life Alert brochure, call 800-635-4993. That's 800-635-4993. Call now at 800-635-4993 to get a free brochure. 800-635-4993.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram Nair, your host. And I have with me in the studio Dr. Natalie Tran, a chiropractic physician, and who is talking about various things that any one of us can actually practice to improve our health. And she was talking about the sleep and the sleep positions. And then, Dr. Tran, you were talking about some other things about the sleep when we were having this.
Yes,
discussion.
Absolutely. So to just kind of summarize from before, it's very important that you learn that the optimal sleep position is on your back with a pillow under your knees. Side sleeping is also perfectly acceptable with a pillow between your knees. Stomach sleeping can cause issues and should be avoided. But aside from position, you also want to be aware of getting enough sleep. So there's a study out of Harvard Medical School that indicated insufficient sleep quantity may actually exacerbate pain through elevations in IL-6, so inflammatory markers in our body. So basically, less sleep equals increased inflammation, which leads to increased pain. So you want to aim for 8 or more hours of sleep every night. You know, as with your mind, your spine needs rest too. So it supports the weight of your back. You got to make sleep a priority. So that's an important tip to keep yourself feeling well.
So one question about the spine, since you mentioned about
sure.
that. Should it be a hard bed or a soft bed, or I mean, is it a personal preference?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's a personal preference, and it also varies depending on what pathologies a patient may present with. If they're suffering, you know, normally I advise a firm mattress.
Nice.
If you're going to sleep on your back, okay. then a firm mattress is ideal for your spinal support. But if patients have something like bursitis of the hip, then sleeping on a firm mattress might actually exacerbate their symptoms in that area. So it just depends on the patient.
Mm-hmm. So these sleep number beds and all that are in a way good products that out there so that you can adjust.
Sure, absolutely.
Oh, I see.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what else you were mentioning something about nutrition also.
Yes, absolutely. So the next thing I wanted to talk about is food and how it relates to your pain. So I'll talk a little bit about inflammatory nutrition. So certain foods can actually cause inflammation in your body, which can lead to swelling and pain. In your joints. So these foods actually make you feel achy and sore. So poor nutrition can lead to chronic inflammation, which can lead to aches and pains. I see patients come into my office with aches and pains in a lot of areas. They haven't had any major injury. And this kind of points me to the idea that maybe their body is just inflamed. They're feeling pain more than they should. So I like to promote a diet that is anti-inflammatory, and I advise them on foods that are actually causing them pain. So low-grade chronic inflammation, not the kind of inflammation that you get from an acute injury that's necessary to heal that injury. This is low-grade chronic inflammation. So your body releases these inflammatory mediators, and those essentially communicate with somatic tissues, joints, muscles, discs, ligaments, and kind of flare them up, cause pain in those areas. So we want to avoid foods that can actually make you feel a little achier. It's surprising how many patients don't understand that eating that fast food every day is actually making them achy.
What are the foods? Can you name a few?
Sure, absolutely. So inflammatory foods, certainly processed foods, like I mentioned, fast foods, that kind of thing, breads, cereals, cakes, cookies, you know, candies, sodas, what we would consider junk food are what you want to avoid. Now, let's be real. We're going to eat some of those things every now and then, but limiting them is important, and also realizing that, hey, I just ate all that junk food. Now I feel achy. Look at that. There's a connection there. It'll help you avoid them more frequently.
Okay. And it's a frequency of sometimes, you know, like you said, this is a human nature that we have these things available.
Absolutely.
And the tendency is to go and buy. Once in a while, it's okay. But
sure.
Then let me ask you one interesting question, that there are always certain studies that have shown about the time between eating and sleep.
Mm-hmm.
You have any comment on that?
Sure. Well, I would say that you want to focus the majority of your caloric intake earlier in the day, because the later in the day you eat it, the less you're going to be able to burn it off. But the time of day doesn't necessarily matter when it comes to these foods causing inflammation in your body.
Right.
So just in general, throughout the day, you want to avoid the foods that I was speaking about and instead focus really on fresh, real foods.
Yeah.
So it's, some people try and make it too complicated. It's focus on real foods, fruits,
right,
vegetables, meats, nuts.
And also, you know, before you go to sleep, at least you should eat at least about an hour or two before going to sleep, I guess.
Sure, that's
yeah.
fine.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And then what else you can add on to that?
Sure. Part? Well, you know, patients often feel overwhelmed when I tell them that they need to cut out everything. Like I said, just make it a gradual process. Make it fun. Focus on foods that are good for you, that you also enjoy. So if you love fruits and veggies, focus on that. If you love dark chocolate, that's okay. That's actually an anti-inflammatory food. In my office, instead of giving away mints and lollipops and that kind of thing, we give away good dark chocolate, because guess what? It's anti-inflammatory for your joints. Red wine is okay. It's not all restrictive. Spices like ginger, turmeric, garlic, those are all anti-inflammatory. You can make it fun. You can focus on you know, different ethnic foods. You love Mexican, instead of going into Taco Bell and getting a burrito, maybe you make a taco salad, or you make a healthy chili, or you make a taco and instead of the shell, instead of that corn shell, you use a sprig of romaine lettuce. And then you still put your lean meats, your salsa, your guacamole. You know, you can make healthy food fun. You can, if you love Italian food and you just can't get over the pasta issue, you can use a little bit of pasta and then supplement some of that with making zucchini pasta with a cheap little veggetti tool that you can buy anywhere. So you can make eating fruits and vegetables fun. It doesn't have to be just a salad every meal. And eating this way will help improve your pain symptoms.
And all you are saying this about food is because it is directly related to the various joint pains. That's what it is.
100%.
And people don't realize
these
that.
These bad
yeah.
foods will yeah. cause inflammation in your joints.
Okay.
So I can, as a chiropractor, get your joints moving better, get them in perfect alignment. But if you're still eating foods that are flaring up your joints, you may still feel a little achy. But making those changes at home along with the chiropractic care can really, really improve your symptoms.
Let me ask you a very interesting question that I believe it is interesting, because with respect to this, what do you say about a person who is over 40 years or 45 or even I would say 50 or 60, changing the food habit is too late now for that person. But I mean, they have already passed that place where, so in other words, I'm saying that these habits should be started early in life
mm-hmm.
is better.
Sure.
Now, can somebody do these habits change much later in life, but already they already have some inflammation?
Sure, absolutely. Now, some of the damage would already be in place from the inflammation, like you mentioned. But you wouldn't believe, patients that start eating this way, they feel lighter, they feel healthier, they have more energy, their joints feel better, and that's just after eating well for maybe a month, regardless of how their habits were the rest of their life. So it's not too late, and you'll certainly feel some relief, some improvements from eating healthy at whatever stage of life you're in.
Yeah, what we will do is that, you know, we will have to talk about this more, about you know, the changes in diet and anti-inflammatory purpose, because very few people realize the value of that.
Yes.
And I think that one of the things that we should emphasize, and I'm glad that as a chiropractor you are emphasizing on the aspect that can prevent, you know, situations
sure.
like that,
mm-hmm.
the especially the joint pains and the inflammation.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I mean, what we can do is, you know, more discussion on this line of thinking so that people have more preventive measures rather than cure.
Absolutely.
And you are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Ram Nair, Your Health Matters.
Have you heard about BizTV? BizTV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching BizTV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, BizTV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-373-0345. That's 800-373-0345. Again, 800-373-0345.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you. you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Now, back to Dr. Ram Nayar and Your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram, your host. I am here with Dr. Natalie Tran, a board-certified chiropractor who has a practice at Ormond Beach in Florida. And Dr. Tran, you were talking about, first you covered about the sleep, and then after that you talked about the nutrition. And, you know, interestingly, very few people realized the connection between having a proper nutrition and the pains and aches that are associated with the joints. In other words, the inflammatory responses that our body has. This is a very interesting point, because I believe that you are the first person who actually, at least in this particular show, talked about that connection. And you are continuing about that, and you mentioned a few food that can be, anti-inflammatory in nature. And now you wanted to talk about the lifestyle in general also. That's what I understand.
So basically my goal today was to kind of bring attention to a couple of lifestyle factors that cause patients pain without them even realizing it. So I talked about having proper sleeping positions and getting enough sleep. I talked about eating a healthy diet that focuses on anti-inflammatory food. So often what we eat can lead to chronic inflammation, which can lead to pain. So avoiding processed foods, bread, cereals, cakes, cookies, and that sort of thing, and replacing them with fresh fruits, fresh veggies, lean meats, dark chocolate, healthy foods can actually help relieve your pain. So I wanted to talk about things that patients could do at home to kind of alleviate their pain. Aside from also, going to the chiropractor and getting your spine checked, there's certainly things that you can do at home. Another one that I'd like to talk about is just a sedentary lifestyle and how that can affect your pain. Lack of movement can certainly increase your pain symptoms. So increased sitting equals loss of movement in your joints. It can equal a weak core. It can lead to a myriad of symptoms. Patients think when they're in pain that they should just stay still. In the very acute phase of an injury, say someone has a fall or a sports injury or a car accident, then certainly resting and icing are appropriate. But for the most part, when patients are in a little bit of pain, they need to stay mobile with some mild exercises. Now, I don't mean going out and running a marathon, but getting in a swimming pool or going for a light walk will help keep their spine mobile and strong and keep them from accumulating a lot of inflammation in their joints. So
now, this is at any age. You do it according to your abilities. In other words, don't overdo it either.
100%. Like I said, you're not running a marathon, but you can take a brief walk. You can step into a pool and do some light leg exercises. There's different exercises that can be customized for each patient, and that's something you'd want to talk over with your chiropractor or primary care physician. But just in general, a sedentary lifestyle can lead to increased pain. So I wanted to talk about that and just the fact that prolonged sitting can actually cause your spine to become irritated. The nerves that exit the spine become irritated. Those muscles that those nerves innervate become irritated. So you want to get up and move. People have back pain. It's just a very common problem that we have. And whether it's upper back pain or lower back pain, this can be partly because of weak abdominal muscles from being sedentary. Your abs are the front anchor of your spine. So if those are weak, the other structures supporting your spine have to work harder. They become tense and spasm. So by developing a stronger core, you're less likely to injure and strain your back. And you do that by moving, by working that spine.
I think that's why I think I heard or read and even seen some even commercials, I believe I've seen, that they have now some offices, you know.
Yes.
Like, yeah, they have
the
this standing
desks. That, I love yeah, that.
Yeah, yeah, that's a very good thing, because otherwise, you know, especially in this time and age, lots of people are simply sitting in front of the computer for hours and hours and mm-hmm. hours, even 8 hours or even 4 hours at a stretch, and then a short break and another 4 hours.
Yes.
And then go home and then do the same thing.
Exactly.
You know? So the standing in desk is one thing, and then ergometric chairs.
Absolutely. Okay. Even just sitting on an exercise ball, just so that you can engage your core. Now, I realize at all workplaces, this is not going to be something that you can implement. So say you have to sit for long periods. You're at work and your boss requires you to, or you're in a long car ride. There are some things that you can do to prevent your body from getting those aches and pains from the prolonged sitting and just being sedentary. So one big thing that I often notice in patients is they're having a one-sided low back pain. Their pelvis is shifted up on one side. And I notice they're also wearing their wallet on that same side in their back pocket.
Yeah. Yeah.
They have no idea that sitting on their wallet for 8 hours a day is injuring their back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's a simple change you can make. If you're sitting with things in your back pocket, take them out.
Yeah, it is very interesting that you said that. I don't know, Mr. Steele, you know, are you aware of that? I changed years back.
Mm-hmm.
Someone told me that, and I never put my wallet in the back pocket anymore.
Yes.
It's always in my front pocket.
These are simple
changes. Yeah, it's an amazing thing. I never realized when you drive, you're sitting on the wallet, actually, you know, and
mm-hmm.
the little imperfection of the posture causes this trouble.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And like I mentioned, it's ideal for you to be able to get up every 30 minutes or so and just move. Take a brief walk. I'm not saying anything strenuous, but you just don't want to be too sedentary. There was a study done back in 2015, the European Spine Journal. They found that increasing daily walking steps by just 1,000 steps reduced the risk of pain. So that's not a big step. Yeah. That's just getting up and taking a very brief walk every now and then.
Right. You know, it's amazing. I you know, you are so right, because I play tennis, and you know, I get sometimes you know, knee pain, and you know, I always cure myself in a lot of ways, by either by going to the swimming pool and swimming,
sure.
or stretching, or actually also giving some rest to
yes.
that muscles. It is amazing, and you know, I avoided a lot of you know, treatments schedules, and then stretching and some yoga. You know, I do
yes.
that. Not exactly the perfect yoga that I do, but
you're moving, and that's
yeah,
the important
yeah,
part.
Yeah,
because
that's right.
as chiropractors, we can adjust the joints. We can get those joints moving and functioning much better than they were. So we can sort of speed up the process of getting those joints moving. But if you go right back to that sedentary lifestyle, it's just going to be starting back at square one next time you come in. So if you can stay moving in between adjustments, that really helps expedite the process of getting you feeling better. So aside from removing that wallet in your back pocket, some other things you can do if you absolutely must be sitting for long periods, you can do some exercises while you're sitting to engage your core. So even just as simple as little interval exercises for your abdomen, so you hold your belly button into your spine and count to 20, holding that firm, and then release. And you do that a couple of times. You're just engaging your core throughout the day to help keep it from getting too soft. So you're keeping your core strong there. You can also sort of bring your knees to your chest to open up those joints and keep them moving throughout the day. You can do a simple forward bend to open up those joints in the low back. So just clasp your hands, put them in between your legs, and bend forward, and then rise again slowly. Just keep the joints moving. Sitting for prolonged periods can also cause irritation on the sciatic nerve, which I know a lot of people deal with. So, you know, you're feeling that numbness and pain down your leg. That could be the culprit. We all have a little piriformis muscle deep in our glute muscles that's very close to or either close to or even surrounds the sciatic nerve, depending on your anatomy. And so when we're sitting for prolonged periods, that little muscle spasms and tightens around that sciatic nerve, and it can actually mimic sciatica when, in fact, it's just a tight muscle. So again, bringing your knee to your chest periodically and stretching that muscle open can help alleviate those symptoms. So there's things you can do if you absolutely must be sedentary because of work or a long car ride, like I said, but if you can, keep moving every 30 minutes. Go for a short walk. Do what you can, which is, advised by your chiropractor or primary care physician.
And, of course, all these exercises are primarily for adolescents and adults.
Yes.
Children naturally run around quite
right,
a bit.
Absolutely.
You see, so they have no problems at
yes.
all. You know, their issues are different than adolescents and adults, mm-hmm. I think. But, you know, I have noticed that, it's interesting that I said that. At the same time, I'm also seeing that a lot of children these days are obese, and the school majority of the school districts have funds cut and all that kind of stuff, so the PE is cut, and so it seems like there is a tendency to have less activities and more sedentary type of
yes.
lifestyle.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a very interesting observation, and
yes.
so what we are seeing is we are probably seeing something that is not going to be good when they grow up.
Yes.
I think, and with that thought, I think we will discuss more about other aspects of the body. And you are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Rob.
Keeping you healthy is his job. Dr. Rob Nair, Your Health Matters. Looking for a grant and don't know how to get one? Call 844-9-GRANTS. Dr. Rom, LLC, the proud sponsor of this program. Two-year colleges, four-year colleges and universities. If you're looking for a consultant to help you in submitting a grant for science, technology, engineering, mathematics, STEM, Dr. Rom, LLC, can help you from the beginning to the submission. If you're a nonprofit or for-profit organization, contact Dr. Rom, LLC, for your needs to raise funds through grants. If you need a program evaluator, Dr. Rom Nair is available. Dr. Rom Nair has over 36 years of experience in grants. Just go to our website and contact us now at www.drnair.com. That's www.drnair.com. Or email us at info@drnair.com. Call us toll free at 1-844-9-GRANTS. 1-844-947-2687.
Attention Xarelto and Pradaxa users. If you or a loved one has taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and suffered an injury or even died, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Xarelto and Pradaxa are prescribed blood thinners used to prevent blood clots and protect people from strokes. If you have taken Xarelto or Pradaxa and been hospitalized for internal bleeding, call now. 800-305-2036. Serious bleeding has led to numerous cases of hospitalization and death. If you or a loved one was hospitalized for serious internal bleeding or a stroke after taking Xarelto or Pradaxa, you could be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. Time is limited to file your claim. Call now for free information and a free consultation. Call 800-305-2036. That's 800-305-2036. Again, 800-305-2036. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it?
help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process. It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off. Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723. Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guided Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Now, back to Dr. Ram Nair and Your Health Matters.
You are listening to Your Health Matters, and this is Dr. Ram, your host. And we have our guest, Dr. Natalie Tran, who is a board-certified chiropractor here in Ormond Beach, Florida. And she was talking about the connection between things that you never probably would think about in a normal way, that is the nutrition and the value of keeping your joints healthy, reduce your inflammation, and then also she was talking about the sleep and the value of having the right posture during the sleep, and then she was also talking about the various things that we do in this modern age of using too much of this technology, and as a result having a very poor posture. And Dr. Tran, can you pick up from there and talk about what you want to share with the audience about the modern day's technological advances and the bad habits that we unknowingly start having in our body?
Sure. Like he mentioned, I wanted to just really go over some lifestyle factors that we're doing that we may not realize are adding to our pain. One of them that I want to talk about is becoming increasingly important in this age of technology. Everyone is on their phones, and we're using extremely poor posture when we're using our phones and devices. This is a simple thing that we can become aware of and make changes to and really help improve our pain symptoms. You know, as a chiropractor, I can help reverse some of the issues that come with prolonged forward head posture through spinal adjustments and some muscle therapy. But if patients continue these bad habits with looking down at their phones for hours at a time, they'll continue to come back. So it's just, it's important to kind of work on this habit now before it comes a problem. I know a lot of you listening use some form of technology throughout the day, so this is for you. This new issue that I'm speaking about is has been called text neck. So, you know, it's recently been on the Today Show, the Washington Post. Doctors are talking about it. There's a new study out from the chief of spine surgery at the New York Spine Center who did a study on this issue. He found that the weight of the spine dramatically increases when we're flexing our head forward to look at our phone, our tablet, whatever technology. So normally our head is at about 10 to 12 pound pressure on our spine. When we flex our head forward just a few degrees to about 15 degrees, that pressure goes to about 27 pounds. we flex our head forward to about 60 degrees, which is the common angle that we're holding our head to look at our phones. At about 60-degree angle, we're putting 60 pounds of pressure on our neck.
Wow.
So if you can't grasp the significance of 60 pounds of pressure on your neck, my 8-year-old son is 60 pounds. So imagine an 8-year-old kid hanging around your neck for hours on end. You know, that image alone should cause you to be aware of your head posture and how much strain it's putting on your spine. So, you know, that leads me to, you know, what can we do about that? We all use our phones. It's a common part of life. We use our tablets. We have to get our work done. So, you know, what can we do about that? Basically, just being aware of it and trying to keep your head in a neutral position will make a big difference for you. People that are keeping their head forward at that angle for long periods of time are coming into my office with neck pain, upper back pain, headaches. I'm seeing this issue in patients as young as teenagers. Parents, be aware of the position that your children's head is in while they're using their technology. Advise them to take frequent breaks. Start these habits now so that these kids don't end up. I'm seeing younger and younger kids coming in with headaches and neck pain, and it can be prevented. It's something simple that we can be aware of.
One of the ways it can be avoided, I was just thinking while you were talking about that, I was imagining about how can we, transform that habit. Maybe what if these tablets or everything at the eye level, so that instead of bending your neck, you are looking straight up, and so at that level, would that be a mechanism by which you can avoid that?
That would certainly be a good solution. So you can sort of keep your arms at a comfortable position on either a desk or something like that, and then hold the technology to where you can keep your head in a neutral position, and then use your eyes to view the device. Of course, there's going to be times when you need to bend your head to get some things done, but just take breaks and try and be more conscious of it. An exercise that you can do to kind of counteract that prolonged forward head posture is just as simple as putting the palm of your hand on the back of your head and applying pressure to your own hand. So you're retracting your head back on the pressure of your hand, and that'll help kind of move those joints back in the opposite position, kind of oppose that forward head pressure that your neck has been under for that long period of time. There's several other exercises that your chiropractor can go over with you, and a chiropractor can adjust those joints and get them moving and back in a better position after that prolonged head posture. But like I said, some changes need to be made at home so that doesn't come back.
Yeah, I do some exercises for the neck, not often, but whenever I do that, you know, it's like turning to standing still and straight, and then turn to your left, turn to your center, and then turn to your right, mm-hmm. and then turn up or down, that kind of thing. So little things like that, would that help?
Yeah? Absolutely, and that's like what I had mentioned earlier with the sedentary lifestyle. People think when their neck is in pain that they need to just keep it still, but in fact, like you said, just going through some ranges of motion, keeping those joints mobile, will really help prevent some injuries there.
And what else you have to share with the audience today?
So certainly aside from just the forward head posture with texting, we're also noticing a lot of forward rounded shoulders and forward head posture from just sitting at a desk using a computer. So that's another technology habit that we need to be aware of. If you're working at a desk all day every day, take breaks, roll your shoulders back. An exercise you can do while you're sitting using a computer would be just to hold one side of your computer chair and lean to the opposite side. Just kind of get a nice stretch on your spine. It also stretches that upper trapezius muscle that can cause a lot of upper back and neck pain. So just some simple awareness of keeping your head back in a neutral position when using your computer or when texting on your phone can make a big difference and can help the adjustments that your chiropractor gives you kind of stay beneficial for longer if you're making those changes at home as well.
You know, you didn't mention about driving posture. I was just thinking about it.
Right. Absolutely. So that's the same kind of forward head posture. I see a lot of patients that have gone on a long car ride, and they'll get a couple of things. They'll get that piriformis syndrome that I mentioned because they're getting irritation on that sciatic nerve, and then they'll also get the forward head posture type of symptoms with the neck and upper back pain and headaches. So when you're using the steering wheel, remember to roll those shoulders back. We want to keep your spine at a nice neutral position there. So that's essentially the last portion of what I wanted to talk about today. Just there's a lot of other lifestyle factors that your chiropractor can discuss with you. If you're in town here, I'd be happy to treat you at Ormond Beach Chiropractic. Otherwise, find a reputable chiropractor near you. And just remember the things that we've discussed. Be conscious of your posture when you're using technology. Keep moving, get plenty of sleep, and eat real fresh foods.
Thank you very much, Dr. Tran. I mean, it has been a pleasure to have you as a guest, and we'll bring you back again some other time. And this is time now for us to wrap up. And stay healthy, stay happy. This is Dr. Ram saying so long.
Talk Radio